The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been dedicated L'schus Yitzchak ben Michael. May the Torah studied through these shiurim be a zechus for a shidduch hagen v'yofa.
Brachas Davtes. The Mishnah and Davtes of Beis discusses the Zman of Krishma Shel Shachris. In the previous Mishnah, we saw the halachas of Krishma Shel Arvis, the pasuk says b'shoch v'chov kumecho. The zman of the mitzvah, sasei of Krishma, is at night b'shoch v'cho and in the morning uv kumecho. When is that time? Tells us the Mishnah me'emes ha'koyin v'shma b'shachris. From when it's considered day, the Mishnah says that there's a machlokes. The first opinion is mishayake ben tcheles l'lovon. The blezoim ben tcheles l'karsi. How much light there has to be in the sky will determine when is to be considered already after Alois HaShachar. Till when, and this is the more important question, is the Zman Krishma Shel Shachris, till when is considered the Zman of Uv Kumecha, the time for getting up? The Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Lezer says, Ad HaNetzachama. The Zman Krishma is Ad HaNetzachama. This is one of the reasons why there's a mitzvah min amuvka to daven Shachris Kivosikin. Because one is mekayim mitzvah min amuvka to say Krishma Shel Shachris before Netzachama. However, we pask in lahalacha like Rabbi Yeshua, who tells us in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Imad Shal Shois, that this man Krishma Shel Shachris, when is it still considered Uv Kumecha? Shekderech Melochim Lamoid B'Shal Shois. What is the definition of Kumecha? When is the time of waking up? The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Lezer says that the Mishnah is only till Netzachama, because most people, the Gemara says, wake up before Netzachama. So Uv Kumecha means when most people wake up. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since there is a muted of Bnei Adam, the more privileged class, the Bnei Malachim, their Uv Kumecha is Ad Shal Shoyz Bayoim. Therefore, the halacha is that the Zman Krishma Shal Shachar stretches till 3 hours into the day. What I would like to do is to discuss this concept, which we just say, 3 hours into the day. What does that mean, 3 hours into the day? Does this mean 3 hours on our clock? Is it a specific time on the clock? We know that there's a concept called Shoyz Zmanios. Shoyz Zmanios is hours, biyachas, relative to the amount of time that there is in that day. And what I would like to discuss is the halakha concept of hours of the day. This is an all-important discussion, which carries weight in many, many areas of halacha, most notably in defining what is the Zman Krishma. That's most people know, that the famous machlokes of the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, the Gro, that there are two shittas of when the Seif Zman Krishma is, and we'll get into that also, but I want to discuss first the concept itself of the Shoyz Hayoyim. One of the classic poskim of 180 years ago, 200 years ago, the Mishkan is Yaakov, one of the Gedolei Ador, In Litta, the Mishkan Yaakov in Arachaim Simon Ayin Tes says that when we talk about Shoyz Hayoyim, when we talk in reference to Zman Uv Kumecho, he says it's not plausible, even though there's a concept in Chazal called Shoyz Zmanios, that what we do is we take however long the day is, relative to the length of the day. If the day is a perfect day, meaning to say March, I think it's March 19th or March 21st, and September 19th, September 21st, when the day is 12 hours day, 12 hours night, then each hour of the day, if there's 12 hours by day, 12 hours by night, will be exactly an hour. However, if the day is longer, in the end of June, when the day is 15 hours, the day will be an hour and a quarter, almost up to an hour and a half. Obviously, as you get further north, and the discrepancy between the day and the night gets longer, the Shoyz Zmanios are going to be longer, and conversely, during the winter, when the day is very short, if the day is only 9 hours, then the Shoyz Zmanios, the hour of the day, which is divided into 12, will be conversely shorter. And the Mishkan Yaakov says it's not possible to understand that Zman Uv Kumecho is biyachas to Shoyz Zmanios. He says it can't be that we define Uv Kumecho, which means when they get up, when the miuta de Bnei Adam get up, when the Bnei Melochim arise, that's the Uv Kumecho. He says everybody has a certain amount of hours of sleep, and if they want to stay in bed late, they don't stay in bed late in reference to a time that's registered on a sundial, or written in a Luach Zmanim, or written on a calendar in the Royal Observatory. They get up a certain time of the day. they want to sleep a certain amount, and they sleep that amount, and then they get up. They sleep 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. Has nothing to do with biyachas to where the sun is and how many hours of the day have gone by as far as the sun is concerned to when they get up. So he says ufkumecha means 3 hours into the day. Now, what does it mean 3 hours in a day? 3 hours from when? So he says the way to define zman ufkumecha is by taking chatzos halayla. Let's say we'll work with a perfect day, and a perfect night, which goes from six to six. If chatzos halayla will be equidistant between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Chatzos HaLayla will be 12 p.m. 6 hours for the second half of the night and another 3 hours, 9 hours in total, will be the Zman Krishma. Zman Krishma will be 9 o'clock in the morning. He says that the Zman Krishma has to be a fixed amount of time, not a relative amount of time, shoyz maniyoyz, to relative to the time of the year, but a fixed amount of time. Has to be 3 hours in today, which means 3 hours after 6 hours of the night. This is the way the Mishnah Yos Yaakov says his opinion. The question was already asked by Gedolei HaMefarshim, the Chasam Sofer and the Pnei Yeshua. They ask also this question, that if we're coming to define Zman Uvkumecha, l'chor, the time has to be a fixed amount of time into the day. Again, what's the day? If the day starts 7:15 in the morning in January, or if the day starts 5:30 in the morning in June. But there has to be a certain amount of time into the day. That amount of time cannot be, they understand, Zman Uvkumecha cannot be relative. It has to be a certain amount of time. It has to be a certain amount of time from some fixed amount of times. So the Mishkan Yisyakov is the one who's Mechadish, that he understands Zman Uvkumecha to be using a fixed midnight point and working from there 6 hours of the night plus 3 hours. In which case, the Zman Krishma year-round will be 9 o'clock. This is not the halacha. The Magen Avraham and the Goyim both work with a concept called Shoy Zmanis. This concept is already in the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, by us, in our Mishnah. The Rambam says that all times that are mentioned by Chazal in reference to different mitzvahs, what does it mean a time? A time is not a fixed length of time gone by. Time is not a unit. Time is a reference to when we talk about the third hour, the fourth hour, the fifth hour of the day. We're not talking about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. We're talking about a time in reference to how much of the day has gone by, otherwise known as the concept of Shoy Zmanius. How we cheshme Shoy Zmanius will be another machlokes. That's already Negev, the machlokes, the Magen Avraham, the Goyim. That we'll talk about in Yetzer Hashem soon. The opinion of the Mishkan Es Yaakov seems to find a certain amount of support in an interesting discussion which has nothing to do with Krishma, but very relative. This is where the Shulchan Aruch brings down this discussion of how to reference 3 hours of the day or 4 hours of the day. And this is Legabed Inyan Erev Pesach. We know that Midaraisa, the Chometz is also Mechatzois. However, Chazal pushed up that time. They were afraid that people would get mixed up and they would eat Chometz after the Zman. So they said that the Zman Biur is, the Sov Zman Biur is an hour before Chatzois, the end of Shoch HaMishis, and the Soiv Zman Achila is the end of Shoh Revi'is, the end of the fourth hour of the day. And the Ramah, in Simon Tov Mem Gimel in Orech Chaim, in Hilchas Pesach, brings from the Trumas HaDeshen that Isser Achilas Chometz Be'erev Pesach is not, when we talk about 2 hours before Chatzos, we're not talking about Shoy Zmanis. Let's say Pesach is usually around the time of the year when it's a 12 and 12 hour day. What happens if the day is longer? The Ramah makes reference to what happens if it's an Ibriyor, and Pesach is already falling out the middle of April, so it's already later. Figure the 12-hour day is the end of March, it's about March 20th, so we're talking where the day is already considerably longer. So L'chor, it doesn't work out that the Zman should be 4 hours into the day. Trum Zadeshin makes reference to that, and he says that the Isur Achilas Chometz will be at a fixed time, and it will be Erev Pesach, 2 hours before Chatzos, meaning to say, whenever the day starts and whenever the day ends, what he says is, what you'll do is, you will divide the day in half, and 2 hours, meaning say 2 times of 60 minutes, 120 minutes, 2 clock hours before Chatzos Hayoim will be the time. Chazal wanted to make a certain amount of heker, they wanted to make a certain distance from when we stop eating chametz and from when the Issa D'Oraisa starts. They would convey that lefi 2 hours on the clock. 2 exact hours. If Chatzos is 12:30, then it'll be 10:30. If Chatzos is 11:53, it'll be 9:53, and so on and so forth. Actually, in the Tosfos Rosh, by us in Brachas and Gimel Amud Beis already mentions the concept of Shois Shavois. And he says that when the Gemara talks about Shochamishis, Shoshishis, he brings another Gemara where the Gemara talks about Shochamishis of the day, Shoshishis, I'm sorry, of the day, relating to when a certain star goes up. And he says that's always B'shois Shavois. That's not B'shois Manius. And he says that it's a Rosh, that also when we talk about times of the day, when we talk about Shalosh Shois Bayoim, or we talk in reference to Chometz Arbo Shois Bayoim, we're talking fixed amount of time. Again, the Mishnah Yankiv relates a flat fixed amount of time to Chatzos Halayla. The Ramah, the Trumas Hadeshin, seems to relate that to halfway between the day, Chatzos Yom, then work your way backwards. In which case, what he would do is, he would say, Shalosh Shois Bayoim, would be, since it's not Biyachas to Chatzos, Erev Pesach is relative 2 hours before Chatzos, because that's what the Takana was. But Zman Kima would be 3 exact hours from the beginning of the day. Again, what exactly the beginning of the day is another subject of discussion. Start from Alois, from Netz, that we will discuss in Yetz Hashem. In any case, that's the Machlokes HaPoskim. Rav Moshe has a long tshuva. Rav Moshe Zatzal in Arachaim, Nigris Moshe, Arachaim, Chelik Beis Simchof, where he rejects the Mishnah Siyankiv and those that go with this opinion. And he says that the opinion of Rabbi Seinu was not that way. And he says that he's Deichel the Teisa Rosh. He says that it's not from an authoritative source. The Rishonim don't bring it. The Rosh himself, Pesachim, does not seem to go with the Teisa Rosh, in which case we did not accept it La'alokha. The Taz in Arachaim that we mentioned, Tov Mem Gimel, already rejects the Ramah. B'shem the Trumas Hadeshin. He argues on the Trumas Hadeshin. And Rav Moshe says, it's clear, Lahalach, we do not accept this opinion. And all, like the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah, all Shois Hayoim, in terms of Halacha, are all based on Shois Manias. The Bir Halacha does speak out, in Tov Mem Gimel, that if we're talking about a Hefsid Merubah, if we say that the Zman Isser Hano of Chometz, the Zman Bir, is an hour before Chatzois, and let's say somebody forgot he has a store full of Chometz and he forgot to make a Mechiras Chometz, and instead of selling it an hour before in terms of Shois Manias, it was only sold an hour before the Zman Isser Hano in terms of Shois Shavois, it says one can rely on the Trumas Hadeshin Sedin D'Rabbanon because of Hefsid Merubah. But that's all. In terms of strict halacha in lechatchila, what the zman is, the poskim seem to reject the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshin, that which is mentioned in the Teisa Rosh, and the opinion of Mishnah Yankiv. Rav Moshe says chatz b'sholom to accept this as halacha. It happens to be Rav Moshe over there argues on the Mishnah Yankiv on a different point, and he says the chatzos hayoyim would be referenced not to chatzos, would be referenced to the beginning of the day. So that's a different point that he mentions biyachas to the Mishnah Yankiv in that. He says also, not like the Mishnah Yankiv, that we would not reference the day from Chatzos HaLaila, but what we do is we would count the Shois Shavois. He says as far as Chatzos HaYom is concerned, we would count the Shois Shavois from the beginning of the day, not from Chatzos HaLaila. And at that point, he argues in the Mishnah Yankiv, he has a discussion over there about how Chatzos works. But as far as Manama is concerned, they categorically reject the opinion of those that say that we reckon the Zman in terms of Shoy Shavis. The question is what to do with the Kasha of the Mishnah Yankiv, the Chasam Sofer, and the Pnei Yeshua, as far as Man Kima is concerned. It would seem to be a logical point that the Uv Kumecha of a person, if he wants to wake up a certain amount of time late, would be more, he wakes up 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, would not be in terms of Shois Hayoim. You tell me that a person wants to sleep late, wakes up in reference to the sun, maybe, but it's hard to accept that. What would seem to be more the logical approach to defining Zman Uv Kumecha is a point that comes out from a discussion, an interesting discussion between the Prichadosh and the Shagazai. They have a discussion in terms of 3 hours into the day. What exactly was this man? It says that the Bnei Melochim got up Ad Shoshlishis. If they got up Ad Shoshlishis, so let's say we say Uzman Uv Kumecha, what the Torah seems to be saying is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that we paskin like him, that the Bnei Melochim get up until 3 hours of the day, and then they daven. So let's get this straight. If the 3 hours into the day, if we have a perfect day from 6 to 9, 9 o'clock, our privileged Ben Melech wakes up, when is he daven? That's the Zman. So some poskim, the Shagasai discusses this tzad, the Pre-Chadosh, I'm sorry, that says this, that says that no, the Bnei Melochim really get up 2 hours into it. He gets up 8 o'clock in the morning. needs to wash his face, needs to get dressed, he needs to prepare himself, then put on talis and tefillin, and then start davening. So he reaches Krishma by 9 o'clock. The Zman of Krishma is 9 o'clock, because that's what the time will be in reference to when he could get up. If it's true that he needs an hour after the Zman to get ready, so let's talk about Rav Elazar for a second. You're telling me that most people, their Zman Uv Kumecha is before Netzach Amo. So before Netzach Amo, he gets up. If he gets up before Netzach Amo, when does he daven? L'chor, it should take him an hour. If it should take him an hour, the Zman Krishma should be till an hour into the day. Why is the Zman Krishma till Netzach Amo? And the Achronim want to propose, based on this discussion, that the basis of Zman Shoch V'chov Kumecha doesn't mean that the Torah said to say Krishma in the time when you normally wake up. The Torah is referencing a certain point in time, a certain time period into the day in terms of when people get up. What we call in Yeshivish Nusach, we say that Zman Shoch V'chov Kumecha is not a Sibu, it's not the Halach itself, it's only a Simin for a time of the day. The real Zman Krishma is 9 o'clock, 3 hours into the day. The Torah references that by saying that Malachim, that's Zman of Kumecha, of B'nai Malachim. The B'nai Malachim, true, the B'nai Malachim get up till 3 hours in the day. But that's only a way of saying that the Zman Krishma is till 9 o'clock. Why did the Torah not tell you 9 o'clock straight? It could be the Torah is just telling you the idea. It could be there are halacha nafkaminis in defining as Vishakh of Kumecha, let's say according to Beit Shammai in the next Mishnah on the Yoram Beis, that he holds that it has to do with if you're lying down or sitting up. But there might be halacha ramifications in why we would define the Zman as Vishakh of Kumecha, but even if not, the Torah is telling us in terms of Avodas Hashem, that Avodas Hashem is for a person to be Mekabel Amar Shomayim, B'shoch V'chov Kumecha, when he gets up, when he goes to sleep. But that's not the time. The time is a time, it's a fixed time. 3 hours into the day is a time. And according to Belezer, the fixed time is until that. That's the Zman Krishma. There's an interesting letter from Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld that was written to Rav Itzel Blazer. Rav Itzel Blazer, one of the three famous Talmidim in Rav Yisrael Salanter. And he was the Rav for a period of time in the city of St. Petersburg, or Vitzel of Petersburg it was called, what's today called Leningrad. And the city of Petersburg is literally at the top of Russia, it's border with Finland, and it's already above the, if I remember correctly, it's already above the Arctic Circle. And the Zmanim over there are terribly early and terribly late. The discrepancy between summer and winter made it very difficult in the Yiddish Akilah to daven with the Zmanim. So he was very misasik. The first tshuva in his sefer, Pri Yitzchok, is misasik in the yonim of Zman Ayyim with Zman Krishma. And he wrote letters to different gedolim. Interestingly enough, in St. Petersburg, there's a problem even today, by those that are there to do Kiruv, that in the extreme summer, it never gets dark, which is a separate discussion. If we consider that day and night has to do with not when the sun sets. The sun sets, let's say the day is 4 hours long. I'm sorry, the night is 4 hours long during the summer. In extreme summer, 3.5-4 hours long, which means that the Shkia is Berech 10 and the Netzach Amo is about 2. And the arc of the sun is so pointed and so sharp that the Tzeis HaKachon, when it gets dark, and the Alois HaShachar cross points, and it never gets totally dark during the summer. The same way in the winter, for a short period of time, and then for a longer period of time, it would less extreme, but never gets totally light. So, do we have a Yoim? Are we missing for a period of time a Yoim? Are we missing for a period of time Laila? That's a separate discussion. But in terms of the Zmanim, Rav Itzel of Petersburg received a letter from Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Rav Yerushalayim, where he wrote that, as far as he understands, Zman Shoch V'cho Uv Kumecho is in reference to when people get up or when people go to sleep, and if it's based on a time of the day in reference to Hanhogas B'nei Odom, L'chayru B'zman Hazeh, that people do not get up anymore very early, because we have electricity and we work late into the night, relatively speaking. For us, the night starts at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock. It doesn't start during the winter when it used to start at 5 o'clock when it got dark. So people don't necessarily wake up. That's why we have daylight savings time. People don't necessarily get up with the sun, and they don't necessarily go to sleep with the sun. They said, "Oy bazoy, this man shoch v'chov kumecho should be different." And that's what he proposes in a letter. The Poskim do not accept this. G'dayli Achronim do not accept. This is an interesting idea. But again, as we said, it would seem that the consensus of the Poskim is that Zman Shochvachov Kumecho is not a Hanhogas B'nei Adam. It's in reference to a fixed time of the day. Again, that fixed time of the day will not be Zmanis Shovois in the opinion of the Poskim. It will be Shois Zmanios. It will be in reference to how long the day is and how much of the day has passed. A similar concept we find in a famous letter from the Chaznish about treifas. A treifa, the Chazal define a treifa as an animal that has a wound which renders it unable to live more than another 12 months. Today, with modern medicine, there are certain things which can be made to make the animal live more than 12 months. Does that change the halachos of treifas? And also certain nishtanu ativim, certain things have changed. The Chaznish says definitely no. The Chaznish says that the mitzius of Torah in times of Chazal and times of when the Torah was given, that's kaveh, the mitzius of the halachos of Torah, and things do not change even if the physical mitzius that's represented in the halacha might have changed. What would be the deeper meaning of this? It could very well be that what we understand to be a halacha, which is totally in a physical reality, an animal won't live more than 12 months. True, that's the simon that Chazal gave us to know what a treif is, but really a mum in an animal, for whatever deeper reason, it's a choik, and we don't necessarily understand why it is that way, but the Torah was kaveh that an animal is also lachil as a treifa, but has a certain mum. The Chazal gave us a simin that it won't live more than another 12 months. Even if that changes, the deeper emes of whatever that type of treifa is does not become non-existent. Therefore, the halacha is still the treifas, a treifas, the way the word made Chazal. The Zman Shochvachov Kumecha is the fixed time that Chazal were kaveh. Even if Shachachov Kumecha means Hanogas B'nei Odom, but it does not change from Hanogas B'nei Odom in the times of Chazal, even if modern man, the 21st century, lives differently. But in any case, we're saying Shachachov Kumecha does not even mean a time of waking up and going to sleep. That's just a way of referencing which hour of the day we're talking about. Rabbi Lazar L'shitase, Rabbi Shua L'shitase, Roy B'nei Odom, Miyutid B'nei Odom. There's another interesting discussion, Legabi Tikkun Chatzos. One of the rayas of those that go with Mishkan Yaakov himself makes reference to this, is a Zohar HaKadosh that seems to say in Yahbiyachas to Tikkun Chatzos, this man which is Mesugul for Rach Mishamayim to Davin, that the Rabbanu Shalom should send Mashiach, is Chatzos HaLaylo B'Shoois Shovois, not B'Shoois Manias, but a fixed time of 12 o'clock. The Igros Moshe says that the Zohar HaKadosh is of no bearing in terms of Halach L'maisa. Why is that? He says because time is a physical reality. Time has no bearing on Zmani Rachmim in Shemayim. So when we say that in Shemayim, Chatzos is when the Rebbeinu Shalom hears the Tfilas, and that's when the Shai Shemayim are Pesuach, and that's when a person can be Mevakesh Rachmim, does not mean that that's the way it is in Shemayim. Time is a physical concept. Time is limiting. By definition, it's not a concept that exists in the Olam Aruchni of Hanhoga, the way the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. Time, and a certain time that's mentioned, is in reference to when we have access, when in our world we have access to those spiritual koiches. But it has nothing to do with the reality of what's in Shemayim. So he says what it means is that in Shemayim there's a fixed time which is Mesugal Rachim. That has nothing to do with halacha, since we're talking about Zman Rachim and Shemayim. We're not talking about a concept in terms of fixed time that has any bearing. In this world, all times that Chazal or the Torah use in reference to b'mekayim different mitzvahs are all shoyes manis. That's what Ramesha says. Ramesha says that for a kvius. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav talks about this Zoyar, and he points out something else. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchis Kimas Chatzos. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that l'chor, everybody would have to get up and say, whoever wants to say Tikkun Chatzos, I don't know how many people there are saying Tikkun Chatzos, but whoever would be saying Tikkun Chatzos would have to get up in the Shas Rachmim of Yerushalayim, since the Merkaz Olam, the center of the world. And that's a halacha concept also b'negeya the international dateline, but the center of the world with Zman starts is Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. L'chayra, 12 o'clock, Chatzos HaLayla, B'Yerushalayim, would have to be the time of the day to say Tikkun Chatzos. So in New York it would have to be 5 p.m., in San Francisco it would have to be 8 p.m., and in Russia it would have to be 2 a.m. That's not true. So somebody wanted to propose that to Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, no. He says that, again, time is a physical limiting concept. In spiritual terms, in terms of Olam HaRuchni, there is no concept of time. Time is in reference to the person who's relating to the Olam HaRuchni. So wherever a person is, for him, the time that for him, the Shaar Shamayim HaNiftachim, is the time of Chatzos. It's nothing to do with the reality of when it is in Yerushalayim, because he's not in Yerushalayim. So for him, if he's in New York, it'll be Chatzos HaLayla on his time. There's no one definite time, because in spiritual terms, there is no such concept as time. It's all a concept in reference to relating to us in the world that we're in. So everybody says Tichach Chatzos in their time. So again, this is a discussion about Tichach Chatzos, but more importantly, by Krishma Shel Shachris, the time will not be a fixed amount of time, as the Mishnah of Yaakov says, but as the Igros Moshe says, the Zman Krishma will be Toluy in hours of the day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.